This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India is poised to script a defining chapter in its space journey as the International Space Mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, in the coming months. Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission, AX-4. Dr. Singh said, the mission will mark the visit of the first ever Indian to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. A report
highlighting the significance of the upcoming human space flight and a series of critical ISRO missions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said India is ready for its next space milestone. He noted that the collaboration with the international partners and the strategic momentum of projects like Gaganyaan reflect India's commitment to becoming a global leader in space technology. The minister emphasized that these efforts are not only scientific in nature, but also aligned with the vision of a developed and self-reliant India. Secretary, Department of Space and Chairman of ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, informed that Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force is all prepared to fly to the ISS next month as part of Axiom Space's AX-4 mission. With Anupam Mishra's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. The centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcements. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement today, said the rules will take effect from the 1st of July. Under the rules, all radar-based speed measurement devices must be verified and stamped by legal metrology authorities. The ministry said verified radar equipment will ensure accuracy, legal compliance and fair enforcement, boosting transparency, public trust and road safety. It added that citizens will benefit from fewer unjust penalties and more confidence in scientifically validated speed checks. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters in Manesar in Gurgaon today, Mr. Vaishnaw said there is a big jump in electronic manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees.
दस वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 times बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 times बढ़े। करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स सेक्टर। ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट, AI cameras, automobile electronics related products, medical electronics related products, power electronics ke products, signaling and security systems ke products, in sab ka design, manufacture, Bharat mein hone laga hai.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, held a review meeting on the ongoing preparations for the highly anticipated World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th May in Mumbai. Nodal officers from the centre and the Maharashtra government participated in the meeting. The centre today appointed secretaries in different ministries and departments. Arvind Srivastav has been appointed as Secretary, Department of Revenue in Ministry of Finance. He is currently serving as Additional Secretary in the Prime Minister's Office. Sameer Kumar Sinha, who is working as Director General Acquisitions in Ministry of Defence, has been appointed as Secretary, Civil Aviation. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings in Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.